Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 21st of March, The Bow of the True Israel of God. The Lord proclaimed concerning His bride, "Then I will sow her for myself in the earth." Since the beginning of the church age, the Lord has sown sons of God in lampstand churches that comprise the bride of Christ among all the nations of the world. For example, we know that the Apostle Peter led a large company of sons of God from Jerusalem down to Babylon. Writing to the elect who had been sown into other places, he concluded his first letter by saying, "She who is in Babylon, elect together with you, greets you." In the time of the end, the elect will be sown into the world as they proclaim the gospel of the kingdom, which is the gospel of sonship, as a testimony in all nations. When the first seal is opened, the 144,000 will be sent into the world like the vanguard of an army. We recall that the Lord broke the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel, when he judged the house of Jehu, before he then scattered the entire nation of Israel among the nations. Significantly, the Lord will restore an overcoming remnant in lampstand churches as the bow of the true Israel of God, before he regathers the whole house of Israel as the fullness of the nations. The key point is that the remnant from the lampstand churches, who have overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and laying down their lives for one another, will be sealed as the first fruits of the true Israel of God. The first fruits will become the bow of the true Israel of God in the hand of Jesus Christ as the rider of the white horse. When the Apostle John saw the opening of the first seal, he said, "I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer." The references used in today's devotions are Hosea chapter 2 verse 23, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 13, Revelation chapter 6 verses 1 and 2, Hosea chapter 1 verse 5, Romans chapter 11 verse 25, Revelation chapter 12 verse 11, and Revelation chapter 6 verse 2. For further study, Revelation chapter 6.